Thank you so much for your beautiful words and your beautiful playing. It was wonderful. I don't know how you ended up here today, but we're glad to have you. Thank you so much. And now it's my great pleasure to present our speaker for today, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grotti.
Good morning. Is everybody happy today?
Yes.
It's a beautiful day inside. I don't know about outside. But we had a gorgeous day yesterday, and we're grateful for that. You know, thinking about the days, some days it's glorious. You know, we've had so much rain, and when it's warm like yesterday, you just bask in the sun, and you feel so good. And then other days are kind of rainy, and you have to look around, and we need the rain, but there's, you know, looking for something to, sometimes we spend so much time on being depressed because of what is that's out of our control. Now, all of my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren all was in Indiana last week. Everybody but me was in Indiana last week for spring break. And it was interesting listening to the conversation of everybody going home. Some went north, some going south, some were in the rain. And, of course, we said, oh, it's beautiful here. And then we got a video. And they went farther north. It was really in a blizzard. There was snow. I got online, and people where we used to live was talking about all the horrible, unexpected snow, people going off the roads. And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in the earth programming that we forget who we are. And sometimes we think about life and the weather and everything, and we think that our happiness and our existence depends upon that. And when we get into that mindset of thinking that way, I can tell you by experience, because I've done it before. And something that's so darn crazy with the earth mind, mind too, is we have to be reminded all the time that that is not our source. Our source is nothing out there. When we depend on the weather, or we depend on someone else's attitude, or where we work, that's why we get into such a mess. We have forgotten who we are. Or maybe we're searching for who we are for the very first time. One thing that can tell you whether you've been in that mind of that earth mind forgetting is, how many of you have ever had burnout? Do you know what that is? Has anybody had burnout? Yeah, I've had burnout. I've had burnout not too long ago. You know, it's time of reflection. When we have burnout, sometimes we start worrying too. We start being fearful. We start being all of those things that close the door to our blessing and our good and our enthusiasm. When we have burnout, it's time to reflect and realize when we can't have the faith and it's turned to fear, we are no longer believing in our own power. That beautiful essence within that was given to us. You know, I started thinking about the story of Jesus. Jesus was born to a family that belonged to the Essenes. And the Essenes was a metaphysical group. He understood the power within him. Now, I believe he came many lifetimes. He learned from many lifetimes. But he did not die for our sins. He died to tell us that that same power is within you, that's in with me. And I want to show you a better life. I want you to learn how to unleash that power. And sometimes when we do things that we're so enthused about it, maybe it's art or music, or maybe we've decided we want to do something to give back. We have all the energy, all the enthusiasm, because mistakenly, perhaps, we've tapped into that energy that's there free for us. And then sometimes somebody tells us, well, what do you think you're doing? You can't do that. And then we get all out of sorts again. We think we can't do it. You know, the battle is never out there. The battle is always within ourselves. Listen, that essence that is within us, it wants us to be our best. And our best wants us to be happy. It wants us to be fulfilled. It wants us to be successful. And most of all, it wants us to be enthusiastic, because that's the highest power there is. If we're not living there, we're not in the right place. And sometimes when we're not in the right place, we need somebody to help us and say, hey, remember who you are. You've got the power. We've all got the power. We forget it. Sometimes we get involved in politics and they tell us they've got the power, and then we get all messed up again. You know, they don't have power over us. They do not have power over us. We are the only ones that have power over us. But gee, we all must be a bunch of slow learners sometimes. But you know, each time that we remember and we put it in place again, we remember more. We remember our power more. And we get happy again. And only most of the time, it's on a different rung. We find ourselves again. And we're happier because we've already come several rings up. We're spiraling upward. And we use every experience we've ever had. And whether you remember it or not, we also, when we're in that right frame of mind, realizing we've lived lots of lifetimes. We've earned lots of power. And when we do what we've come to do, all of that power comes out. And if you're a speaker, all of a sudden it comes out and you're saying things you didn't even know you were going to say. Because that's the way life is. If you're teaching something, if you're a musician and you're in that frame of mind, you might wake up someday and a whole symphony will be right there with you. And so that's the place that we need to be. Now, sometimes we don't know what we want, but we know what we love. And we know what we like to do. So there's a phrase that I always say. Instead of help me, I'm going to say differently now. I am unfolding in my divine design. And if you don't know what you want, you don't need to know what you want when you then, because a door opens, and a door opens, and there you become something you didn't even know you were meant to be. I don't know if there are any Aries in here or not, but Aries can get pretty bored. Sometimes you need change. You need uplifted. You need something more than just the doldrums every day. And if I have the same thing every day, sometimes before I know it, I'm looking at the rainy day and thinking it's got the power over me. It doesn't. How about going out? Splash in the rain. Enjoy the rain. Remember as little kids, stomping in the puddles? I've got to tell this story. When I would be at my grandmother's house, I don't know what was the matter with us. You know, simple things can make you so happy. And my grandmother would give my brother and I, the brother that's still here, a little tin cup. And we would go out on the porch, and we'd go like this and see who got the most rainwater. Oh, of course, it's always the same. But, you know, the joy of doing that, the joy of the simple things. And when we forget about the simple things in life, we can't appreciate the big things, because the big things are the simple things in reality. There's a story about some artists, and some of them traveled together, and some of them really took their talent really just very serious. But this one day at a show, they all had their paintings there, and this one person goes, "I want to meet the person who painted this portrait." Well, it wasn't a portrait, it was a landscape. "It is beautiful." And they came up, and he goes, "Oh, I want to thank you, for this is so beautiful." He said, "Oh, you like it? Here, take it." You know why? Because he loved everyone. He didn't care. He was creating more and more and more. He didn't have the value on it that if somebody liked it or not. He loved what he did, so he did what he loved. And if someone loved it, he let them have it. His basis of his talent wasn't for somebody else. It was for himself. He found that well and that enthusiasm for himself. And when you can put your divine essence in something, that's when it blesses someone else. Because in that painting was his joy while he did it. It was his understanding. And it came out on that. And with that portrait, it blessed our painting, it blessed the other people. You know, they talk about speakers. You know, when I was in the Methodist Church, I can tell you I learned a lot. And that is, you can have canned sermons if you want to. Everyone's supposed to speak on the same thing every Sunday. And if you don't have an inspiration, then you can read it. Spirit used to say, tell your truth. Your truth lands in the heart of the people. Someone else's truth, you're just reading. You don't have an inspiration for it. It's not your life. It wasn't your experience. You didn't learn from it. Remember that. Remember that in your life. Don't do what someone else tells you to do. Don't do what... I don't mean to sound like this, but I'm going to say not everybody follows the will of their parents when it comes to what they want to do with their life. You know, each child that's born, including us when we were born, we come with this divine essence. I believe, and you can believe whatever you want, but I believe we come with some kind of a map within us. And we go through life, and things don't happen just by chance. Because I can tell you, I never once visualized being in North Carolina. I never once visualized being a speaker or a minister. Not once. That was not my desire. I stumbled into it. Now, I believe everyone has that internal map that you might not know what you want, but you stumble into it. Maybe you hear someone and think, oh, I want to do that. Go for it. Go for it, because it's if your passion, it will come very easy for you. If that's what you have come to do, it will come very easy for you. And then the next thing I want to talk about is we have that internal magnet and clock that guides us at different times in different directions that you might not think would ever happen. And sometimes, as being a human person, we close the door on that, and we've closed the door on our good. If we continually do the same thing every day, and we don't get burnout, you probably are a little stagnant anyway. Because life is meant to change. Nature changes. Aren't we so excited that the flowers are starting to bloom? And aren't we going to be thrilled when the leaves come out? If it was the same all the time, we wouldn't appreciate it. But we have lived our life thus far, preparing ourselves for what we've come to do. Don't look at the things that we failed as failures, because sometimes we learn more from our failures than we do our success. And I can remember when I got out of high school, my brothers and I all had to go to college, whether we wanted to or not. It was in the will of our parents. We had to go at least 1 year. But I wanted to make money. And I knew I had just a short time, and I went to this fancy restaurant. And yeah, I made good money, but I kept missing the bus at midnight, and my brothers would get upset when I'd have to call them and come and get me at midnight. So I got the little corner grocery store behind this, like a breakfast bar. It's the worst job I've ever had in my life. You can go home and wash your hair, and you still smell like grease. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew that job I didn't want, and I couldn't get out of there fast enough. But you know what? I learned lots from there. I learned about people that came in there. There was, sometimes I had worked night, it was just in a little neighborhood in Indianapolis, Indiana. And there was a little, it was called Naval Avionics, that was across the street. And third shift would come in and eat. And I remember the kindest man would come in every night, and he'd get chocolate sundae with pineapple on top. That doesn't sound very good, but he'd have a twinkle in his eye. And I got to where I just start preparing it. And you know, when I could tell that man liked his job. I didn't like mine then, so I didn't probably leave any essence there. But you know what? That man blessed me. He was a happy man. And he was so happy to have his chocolate sundae with pineapple on it. Sometimes we think we have to do great things. But being kind and smiling to people as we're on our way, you don't know who will always remember you. Like I have always remembered that man at 18 years old doing a job I hated, not knowing what I was going to ever do or end up or meet or be, or probably like the rest of you, when you're just leaving teenage years and a little afraid, and then the world knocks you down and you realize, oh, I don't know anything about this life now. It takes courage. It takes courage to stop and listen. To listen to yourself. You know, when people are unhappy, sometimes they think to go here, there, and yonder makes you happy. It's because you don't want to, you're thinking that you're not good enough and you don't want to listen to you. But the most valuable thing you can ever do in life is taking the time for yourself. Don't listen to what anybody said about you in a negative way. Listen that the voice within you is calling you, is wanting to remember how blessed you are, how good you are, how pure you are, how full of talents you are. And yours is especially made just for you. No one else has what you have. No one else can give to somebody else what you have. You are so very special. That is what I feel the world of religion has missed. That's what I feel the world of education has missed. With all of the tests, some people feel they're not good enough. Everybody is good enough for who you are and your talent. And I feel like in these days and the future in going on, it's time that in our grade schools and or in your homes or whatever, these little children, of course they need discipline, but let them know how good they are, how blessed they are. They came here for a reason especially made just for them. It's our duty in what we've learned as spirituality, as spiritually minded people, to live what we know in every way. If it's your children, your grandchild, I've got 5 great-grandchildren now. Let them know how special they are, not in an egoic way, but in that beautiful oneness, special, that they have come. It's all our duty to make certain that those children grow up and be successful, loving, beautiful spirit adults. We can only learn and look at our mistakes sometimes. I hear people saying, "What have we done wrong?" Well, why don't we say, "What can we do right with enthusiasm?" You know, I'm going to tell you another story. It only takes time to be with a child, and I'm getting long-winded. I'm sorry. But I remember my dad, 6'4". When I was a little kid, he was a giant to me. And I remember the time that he said, "Come on, let's go play." We went out on the sun porch, and I thought, "What are we going to do?" And I still remember his hands were so big. His thumbs were even bigger. He got out the modeling clay. He started rolling balls. I thought, "What are we going to do?" And with his great big thumb, he made a hole in the ball, made a little handle. And you know, we had a tea party. You know, it's simple things of giving of your service. It's when people have done that for you and you think about it, you never have forgotten about it. Those are little things of pathways that, you know, children hang on to. They hang on to the goodness of those days. For adults, if you haven't had too many people in your life, then do it for yourself. You know, sometimes we all need to learn to play again. I can remember 25 years ago, I decided I wanted to learn to play the organ. And my brother had wanted me to play the organ. And he was dying. And I always, he'd say, "But you got to have the full keyboard." So I remember calling him, "How many keys, Bill? How many keys on the floor?" He'd go, trying to answer me, but he couldn't. "Bill, can you just say it a little plainer?" I don't even know if he heard me, to be honest with you. But, you know, sometimes those things, and I can tell you just that. If you have a desire, do it. The desire of learning that organ drove Stan crazy. But he was working at the time. But that's when I was so very ill. Do you know the playing of that organ, I believe, is one of the things that made me well. Everybody is designed differently. What speaks to you? I beg of you, do it for yourself. God bless you.